I do.
Good evening and welcome to the October 5th, 2006 Recreation and Parks meeting. We would like to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Okay, that brings us up to the public comment period. If anyone has a public comment about something that's not on the agenda, you can come forward now. Seeing no one, we'll move on to approval of the minutes of September 7th. Does anybody have any changes to the minutes?
If not, motion to accept minutes for the September 7th meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, that brings us to announcements. And I'd like to start off because I have a big poster here in front of me with announcements. As you know, we have a Helping Hands organization in town, and they've done a lot of great things. And they've done a lot of great things at the Teen Center. And on the, September 19th, they had an open house at the Teen Center where they hung a copy of the Constitution on the wall and dedicated a reading center. And the kids get to pick the books they want to have, and the Helping Hands provides the materials after they pick the books. And it's a great thing. Well, we have some the people, Betty Forsyth, Grace Melton, there are several people, too numerous to name, have been talking to the teens that are using the center, and they've come up with these ideas. The teens have come up with these ideas that they would like to have done for the Teen Center. They would like to see people helping them do these things. So I'm going to read them off to you. They would like a one-time donation to have their pool table recovered. They'd like to have some money for officials and get money lost to budget cuts back. So they've done some pretty good thinking here. And they would appreciate a one-time donation to build a DVD movie library. I've talked to Andrea, and they're going to set up an account at the Recreation and Parks Department, a special account, the Helping Hands Teen Center account. People can donate money to that account, and they can be used for these things. And I'd like to start off by donating $100 for the for whatever they want to use it for, either the pool table or the DVDs. And I'd like to have other people come down and do the same thing, because these kids are doing a great thing down there. Also, I'd like to mention that Helping Hands is also donating, along with hanging the Constitution at the Teen Center, they will be providing 75 copies of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution at the Teen Center for any of the people that would like to have one. And that's all I have. Does anyone have anything else? Okay, new business. A1, reschedule or cancel the November 2006 commission meeting.
Good evening, commissioners. I wanted to ask the commissioners' preference. I will be out of town for the November meeting. We can certainly hold that meeting. Mr. Woods can handle that meeting if you would like. The reason I suggested the possibility of canceling the meeting is at this point I don't have anything that's pending on the agenda. That's granted we get through tonight's meeting with our playground project. Or we can certainly reschedule it to the next Thursday, the second Thursday of the month. That's the 9th. That is the day before a holiday. The possibility of renting the teen center out for events, but that's something that probably won't come to you until December. It's not time sensitive.
Well, if there's no pressing issues and the items that were brought up tonight can wait till December, I would make a motion to cancel the November 2006 meeting.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes us to unfinished business. B1, park reservation policy.
I'm going to be moving over to the overhead because we've got lots of great overheads for the commission tonight. Okay. Oh. How about now? Am I on? Okay. We've been working on the park reservation policy for the last 3 or 4 months at the commission level, and we've got it down to a pretty simple policy, and I think that the commission should be commended on the fact that you've presented a couple of different policies, your public art policy, your special events policy, and now your parks reservation policy, and they're pretty straightforward, 1 or 2 page policies that are easy to read and easy to understand, and I think that's a positive thing that you've done. We've attached the draft policy in your packet tonight, and I'm not going to go through that, but it contains the items that we've talked about in the last couple of meetings. The one thing that I did want to review tonight, we talked a little bit about use permits, and these are our recommendation. Of course, the commission can certainly comment, but one of the things that we talked about when we decided that we were going to allow entire park usage is that entire park usage would really be I guess it's a little bit of a misnomer in that it doesn't include the playgrounds, it doesn't include the restrooms, it doesn't include any walking paths. All those amenities will remain open. It really includes just the turf areas. So if we start with make sure we get the right park. This is there we go, that's Tidelands Park. Just to orient you, we've got this is the south end of Tidelands Park. Here's your restroom. Here's your walking path. Here's the compass. Here's the Embarcadero. Here's your playground and your side tie dock. The area that we've frequently reserved for weddings is this area basically in here, the turf area. That's the area that we're suggesting that we include in our reservation policy to be reserved. It could either be a downside or an upside, is that there are no picnic benches, picnic tables included in this area. The picnic tables are along here or over here. So the picnic areas or the picnic tables will remain open to the public even though you've got an area of the park reserved. That probably won't be a big issue for the people that are reserving the park because generally we're talking about weddings and receptions and things that already that traditionally bring their own tables and chairs. So that's the area at Tidelands Park that we're talking about. What I'll do is run through these areas. If you have questions, go ahead and interrupt me. Otherwise, we'll just go through all four areas, or if you've got comments. Looked at again, just the turf area. You're including a couple of the picnic pads in this park because it just makes sense. They're kind of in the middle-ish of the park, but you're excluding, again, the basketball court, the walking trails, anything like that. So that's the area that we're recommending be included when we're talking about reserving the entire park at City Park. And most of these seem pretty obvious and basic, but we just wanted to give the commissioners a visual so we were clear on what areas we were talking about. This is the Cloisters Park. Highway 1 is over here. This is north at your top here. And again, this is the turf area that we're talking about in Cloisters Park. You've got the playground here and your restrooms. We're excluding this little area here, which has some picnic benches, but we're including this entire turf area. We're not including any of the meadow area because it's not reservable. It's not something that we generally use. It's the turf area only at Cloisters. And this is Bayshore Bluffs, and it's a little bit hard to see because we've got some trees, some great trees at Bayshore Bluffs. But at Bayshore, we've got two areas. Let's see, here's Bayshore Drive that goes through, here's Main Street, here is North, down here is South, and the entrance to the state park is over here. At Bayshore, we've got kind of an interesting situation because we've got an irrigated turf area, which is this area, really. It goes a little bit past here. And then we've got the non-irrigated meadow area. That's over in this area. And we included a table in your staff report, and it would be included in the park policy. And I'll put this up, but it might be hard to read. Oh, not too bad. And this is going to be what's going to be helping our staff do their reservations when we have people that come in and want to reserve areas. It gives you an idea, basically, as you know, indicated in our park policy, we've got really four different types of use. We've got first come, first serve use. which is basically all the parks, if they're not reserved ahead of time. We've got a one-day use permit, which is generally used for smaller groups, less than 75. We've got the public area use permit that's used for larger groups, for entire parks. And then we've got the public area use permit if you're going to be having a bounce house. So those are our categories. And what we've listed is we put it, obviously, here you can see we put an X in the box that of what you can do or what's permissible at each of these parks. So you can see they're all available, obviously, on a first-come, first-served basis. And you can go down there, and you can see that bounce houses are really restricted to Cloisters, to Del Mar, and to Kaiser, and to Tidelands. We're not going to be having bounce houses up at North Point. There's certain areas that we just don't want those things. So we've provided that. We've also made some notes on the bottom of this matrix, again, to just to be very clear to our staff as well as to the public when they come through what, you know, what's available and what's not. And we've noted the important aspects the commission has have brought up, including that the entire park does not include restrooms, walking paths, playgrounds, et cetera. Bounce house permits allow the use of a bounce house, but not exclusive use of turf areas. And then we've got a fifth type of permit, the giant chessboard. We didn't really talk very clear, you know, what's reservable, what's not, and the ease of which it can be reserved. And it is fairly easy. So I think that concludes my staff report. I'm happy to answer questions. Again, this is a draft policy. We're hoping that this is the last time we see it. We're looking for your comments at this point.
Does anybody have any questions?
Andrea, on the fees, maybe you can help me understand. I think I'm still a little confused about C versus E. We have public area use permit, and then E is entire park usage. What's the difference between these items?
A public area use permit could be, you could pull a public area use permit for one section of Del Mar Park. So if you wanted to rent the hillside area at Del Mar Park, just the hillside area, but you're going to have 85 people, you're going to have a big wedding reception, you'd pull a public area use permit, and you'd fall in that category. If you're going to be using the entire park, it's the same requirements, but you would... certain entire park areas aren't available, so we tried to make a differentiation between those two, and even just by explaining it, it sounds a little bit confusing. So if there's a clear way to go about that, the entire park, there's times when you would want the entire park and other times that you wouldn't, so I'm not sure if that makes sense or not.
You know, one suggestion on that, because you commented earlier about how saying entire park isn't entirely accurate, the right terminology is, and then E is something like all sections use park, or some term that lets us basically articulate what you just told me, which is C is really if you want one area of the park and one reservable area of the park, and E is when you want all reservable areas of the park. Just so that if you're somebody reading through this, it's, you know, as clear as we can be about what you're actually getting.
That's a good comment. I can't think off the top of my head what good terminology would be, but we can certainly.
How about park? How about just park area? Because the other one says entire park. Hello.
We could, yeah. I'm just trying to think out loud what would be clear. It's clear to us, obviously, because we've been dealing with it for so long, but. But maybe there's some clear terminology. I don't know.
How about specific area?
That might work.
Or partial public area use permit.
Limited.
Double secret.
Yeah.
And again, I think if we can avoid the word entire park, it might, again, make things more explicit for folks thinking, knowing what they're going to get with that permit.
Okay.
Park usage turf area was a suggestion.
Or we could just list the parks. There's only four of them that you can do the entire park, so maybe we just list them there.
Okay, so you get the idea, I'm
I
sure.
Do.
Okay. Any other suggestions?
It's everything else we've got.
Any of those seem fine to me. Which do you prefer, Christy? Specific area or park use? I mean,
I think whatever, Andrea, you come up with or your staff comes up with, I think we're just trying to get the gist of being a little bit clearer. And so I would make a motion that we approve this policy, assuming that we make those changes to try to make the differentiation between running one section of a park versus all sections of the park.
We can do that.
Second that motion.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Oh, and I think maybe we should point out just one more time that the entire park does not include the restrooms, walking paths, or playgrounds, so people know that. Okay, that brings us to continued discussion on Del Mar Park playground design.
First, my apologies to the commission. I was hoping to have this information for your packet so you'd have some time to look through it. So I know it's last minute. We just received it yesterday, but I'm actually glad we got it yesterday. What I'd like to do is go through and let you know what has been or what's being proposed. First, I did meet with a couple of commissioners. Commissioner Solu and Commissioner Hale came in after our last meeting to talk a little bit about specific park amenities and some of the things that we talked about at the commission meeting. They came in and we had a nice discussion with our park superintendent, Lou Zatt. We took that information back to the Miracle Company, to Judy Higgins, to ask her to come back with some proposals with the information about the specific things the commissioners were looking for, as well as John Berger at Del Mar Elementary. And they're more than willing to have the kids have kind of a final decision if the commission could come up with a decision, an alternate or two alternates for the kids to decide. And my thought is when we present it to the kids at the school, we can certainly provide the color pictures and the blown-up pictures of the panels and the activity panels so they can really kind of look at those and make a choice. What I'd like to go through is just a couple of pictures real quick, and there's some explanation that needs to go along with some of these. This is your first option, and it's a spaceship. You can see it's about 30 feet tall. It's pretty dynamic. That's just the picture of the spaceship. You have that in your packet. And then what she's tried to do as well is put together the spaceship and how it might look in the park with some of the other amenities that they've included with the park. We have the existing slide, which is, we're not doing anything with the slide here. And one of the things that she did on all of our, all of the designs is she put in a new swing set. And at this point, staff is not recommending that. Staff is not recommending a new swing set. We're recommending that we leave the one that we have with the possibility of changing a couple of the swings into tot swings. So we're not looking at a new swing set. So right off the bat, when we look at cost, we'll be taking out some of our costs, which will be important as we don't go down the road, and you'll see that very soon. And then on this one, she's included, it's hard to see a little bit, but this structure here is a combination of the sky wheels, which turn, which are kind of fun, as well as a zip line, a small zip line, or they're calling it a glider. And then there's also a climbing structure, a climbing structure which you can't, I don't see it in this one, but right here is a little animal, like a spring animal, similar to Tidelands. So this is the first option, and I'll go ahead and just go through these real quickly. This kind of gives you the layout again, the existing swing sets. The swing sets are going to stay here, and so you can see the spring animal is here. The teeter-tottery type thing is here. The individual rope climbing apparatus is here. Again, a very unique piece of equipment, costly. Existing slide is going to stay here, and then the sky wheels and the zip line, and then this is our new structure here. When we met with the commission and we went through some of the things that they were looking for, there's a couple different levels, and you've got all this information, and I'm not going to go through this in depth, but basically what they've tried to do with level one is provide activities that are more towards, and this is on all three of these examples, are more geared towards younger children, so that if your child is not willing to climb up or you're not willing to have your child climb up, there's some things for them to do on the ground as well. There's a lot of different things that one of the commissioners, I think the commissioner's comments were there were too many slides, so they've taken out a number of the slides and put in some different things. You've got level one here and level three. One of the really unique things with this is that you've got it's called a It's called the Spacecraft Command Module, and it's actually something, now remember, you're about 23 feet off the ground at this point, and you're sitting back. This extends out, not outside, but off the main structure, and you're sitting back and you're looking up at all these gears and things you get to play with up here. So it's very unique. There are a couple of these that they've put in recently, and they've been very popular. Actually, all the mega items in level 3. Again, my thought is that we can make some, if the commission can get a general feeling for what we want to do tonight, then we can have the kids determine exactly what panels they'd be interested in. The same structure again, this is level 2. Again, taking out some of the slides, they put in a couple of the climbers here and did some kind of unique things with this one. So, again, that's your first option. I will put up, because I think that it's obviously an important part of this, and you've got it. Well, we won't put it up, but you've got it in front of you, the quote. And you can see that, unfortunately, there's a couple of things that aren't included on this quote, and you might notice that there's no install price and there's no surfacing price. And that's all of these. Are just the playground equipment. So this playground equipment comes to a total of approximately $97,000. The install is approximately $35,000, and your surfacing is approximately $11,000. So what you end up on the first one here, you end up with a total of $143,000. And again, our budget at this point is about, well, we dedicated up to $90,000. I think it's fair to say that you can pull out a couple thousand for the swing set, because we're not going to be putting that in. And I also went ahead and just pulled out the web structure, the web climbing structure, the rope structure, and that gets you down to about $133,000. A little bit out of our price range at this point, but I wanted, it's an option, and it's something certainly the commission could go back and determine they wanted to allocate more money, but it's our first option. Let's go ahead and go to, on the top of your sheet, it says option 2, mega tower. And I'll just run through this again. I'll just put these up so you can kind of see what we're talking about here. Existing slide is yellow and blue, so some sort of yellow would be good. This is your next option, and it's option 2. And that kind of gives you an idea. It's a mega tower. This is approximately 23 feet tall, so it's still tall. A lot of things to do here. You've got some climbing walls. You've got some climbers. A couple of these slides are reversible, which means that you can leave them as a climber for 1 year, and the next year you can switch it over and it can be a slide, which is kind of unique, some of the things that they're doing. Again, play panels on this one. We'll go ahead and look at the whole park. Again, they did that for us. Not a lot different than our other one. We've got the structure here. We've got the rope climbing apparatus here. We've got separate the sky wheels, which are three wheels that you turn around on, and the zip line. Those are two separate apparatus. Remember in the last one they were put together. The teeter-totter multi-pondo type apparatus and a spring animal, and then again your slide that remains. So you got an idea of what that kind of looks like. I'll go ahead and throw similar setup. And all the setups are pretty similar because you've got your big structure here in your corner. You've got your existing swing set, and you've got your existing slide. So you're trying to kind of decide what to do here in the middle. But it gives you an idea of what the option 2 is. Both, I think, of this and your next option have the lean-out enclosures. So it's not it's similar to the space one where you can sit in and lean out, obviously restricted with bars, but lean out and look out on over the side. So those are your level 1 and level 3. And that's pretty small, but it gives you an idea of some ways to access. I think this is reversible as well as this one. So this one's a slide now, and this one's a climber. And it gives you some other ways to access. Gives you an idea of what your level 2 looks like. On this, in terms of cost, this and your next one are both, they're considered mega towers. They're not quite so tall. Again, if you get to the bottom line on this one, your total for the equipment is $61,993. Again, your install on this is going to be about $30,000. It's going to be a little bit less than your other one, approximately $5,000 less. And your surfacing is going to be $11,000 across the board because you're resurfacing your entire park. That gives you a total of $102,993 approximately. I took the liberty, again, of taking out a couple of things because based on the amount that we've allocated, we need to get it down a little bit. And I removed the climber, the rope climber, and also the swing set, which automatically comes out, and you're down to about $93,000. So you certainly, there's some wiggle room in terms of the panels that we use. I think that if we're, you know, anywhere between $85,000 and $95,000, we're going to be in the ballpark. So I think there's a little bit of wiggle room there. I'm concerned if we go up to, you know, an idea. Kind of the unique aspect of this one is that you've got your the sky wheels, which seem to be really popular. You've got those attached to the tower. You've got your lean outs again, which are neat in that the kids get a lean out. You've got the plastic tube here, and you've got your big long slide. I think this is a 14-foot tube slide. So a couple different things here. If you look at the overall picture, again, pretty similar. You've got your climbing structure here. I think she spec'd out even a larger climbing structure. I think, it's an interesting point, that the webscapes that we were looking at, the first ones that we looked at were approximately 7 or 8 feet tall, and I believe this is a 9 foot tall. Oh, I'm sorry, 12 foot tall webscape. So again, very expensive, but 12 feet tall, so it adds a little bit to the park, I think. Your existing slide, your zip line, and I think your teeter-totter type. Web climber, zip line, teeter-totter, little animal, existing swing set. So again, similar setup, just a little bit of different. I'll just put these up because I've done it with the other two to give you an idea of how it's hooked up and what goes where. Got climbers here, steps, the wheels here. Again, the panels can be switched in and out depending on what the kids are interested in. And you've got your level one and three there, and then approximately $30,000. And your surfacing remains at $11,000, which gives you an approximate total of $106,000. The web climber, the webscape that was spec'd here was $9,000. So I just, for looking at the budget, I pulled that out, as well as the swing set again, and you bring this one down to approximately $94,000. Again, in the ballpark, you'd probably be able to shave a little bit more off that depending on what kind of panels you left for offerings. So those are the three, based on the comments that the commissioners had, those are the three concepts that that Miracle has come up with. I'm happy to answer questions. I think what we're hoping the commission can do tonight is give us a clear recommendation on one of the structures or possibly two of the structures, and then leave some options open for the students, such as panels and colors perhaps and that sort of thing. We do, as I will remind you, that we are allocating, or we're asking to allocate a portion of our per capita money for this project. We have approximately $180,000 total. Our recommendation was to allocate up to $90,000. I have not submitted that to the state yet, so that hasn't been completed. Certainly the commission could make a recommendation to allocate some additional funding. It's your recommendation. This will go to City Council for final approval. And I think that concludes my staff report. I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anyone have any questions?
One question is just, it really looks like the spaceship, which was something that some of the commissioners were interested in, including myself, just looks really out of range in terms of the budget. In other words, the spaceship, the mega tower itself, already eats up the whole budget that we've allocated. So it seems to me that the spaceship really doesn't fit into the budget for us unless we want to take a stretch and ask for a fair amount more money and really take away the other things that are part of this plan. Would that be fair?
I think that's a fair assessment. Unfortunately, it's a fair assessment.
So you'd like a recommendation tonight, right?
We are hoping for a recommendation tonight. A couple of the mega towers, the option two and option three are both, it's kind of funny to say this, but they're actually on sale. So what we're hoping to do is if we can get a recommendation from the commissioners tonight, we can take, we could even take option two, and both two and three to the students to look at, and they could have a choice on, you know, which one they'd like and panels and that sort of thing. I think it's important to keep in mind that everyone has a hard time making a decision, and as hard a time as you'll have, I think we can triple that for the kids. So we want to kind of limit, we certainly want their opinion, maybe limit their number of options, and we can, you know, if you tell us, you know, give them an option on colors and five of the 15 panels, we can certainly take that to them.
Okay. Does anybody have any discussion?
I just have a comment. I think that two and three are good options, and also options two and three would be good to go forward with and then go from there after the kids have their input.
I do have one, if I may, Vice Chair House. One, you've seen staff has ended up taking out a couple of things, like the web climbers in particular, and we may be able, depending on what we shave out, we may be able to throw those back in if we maybe cut out a couple of the panels. So would that be an option that the commission would feel it was okay to try to figure out how to include everything, or you clearly want the web climbers out and as many panels as possible on the play structures? I'd like to get a feel for your opinion on that.
My opinion would, and this is my own opinion, is that I think the more play equipment you can get, the panels could always be added at a later time. And one thing I have a concern about the children picking the panels is some of those panels were pretty maintenance intensive. And I don't know, has the maintenance people in the maintenance department looked at these panels and had anything to say about it?
Actually, unfortunately, now our maintenance staff is getting to the point where they all have grandchildren. And so they are pretty enamored by the expensive panels that move. Actually, we've talked to them about that. That's a little bit of a joke, but we've talked to them about that. And the panels that some of the moving panels they've looked at, and they don't have huge concerns over. As well, I talked to the Miracle representative about some of the things. There's one panel that you put upside down, and all sorts of beads come through it, and it makes noise, kind of like a rain stick. And she says at this point they haven't had anybody that's broken it or had it come back. So.
I mean, we come up with one. We really should come up with one tonight if they're on sale. How does everybody else feel? I don't really feel good about having the children pick a play structure that there's a $4,000 difference in.
I like that option. If you look at what we're replacing over there, the wooden structure, this mega tower fits in with the theme, kind of what we're replacing. It looks, you know, there's a lot to it here. It's visually stimulating, and it fits in with what is going out. That's what I
Someone thought. Want to make a motion? Or?
I have a couple thoughts okay. about as well. I like the idea of giving. I support the idea of having the kids make a choice. I support that it's a very simple one, and it may be as simple as A and B. I don't even know that it would be that critical to get into offering a lot of color choices. I think you put forth, you know, option one and option two and let them make the trade-off. It's interesting, I guess, one question on the web climber. Do we get any feedback on has that been a popular play structure? I mean, in other words, it's a hefty price tag. And so if it's not that great and, you know, kids aren't using it in other parks that they've had it installed, then it may be something we want to scratch. If it's something that's wildly popular, then I liked your idea of shaving a few things off, having one option with it in and one option with it out, and trying to get the dollar amounts equitable. So, again, we could give the kids two choices, similar Obviously, there's components that are very similar here, but
or maintenance on that. And interestingly, they have had some vandalism in one park in Bakersfield where they have that. What happened is there's nylon rope. It's nylon rope, but inside the nylon rope is a cable. So what happened was the nylon rope was burnt and the cable was exposed. So the parks crew there is now in the process of replacing the nylon rope around the cable, which is doable. I think difficult, but doable. But other than that isolated incident, they haven't had a lot of vandalism on those. So, and they are popular, believe it or not.
I can believe it. It looks fun, but it does have a pretty big price tag. So.
So does someone want to make a motion?
It's okay. We would make a motion to go with option three, with also allowing some input from the kids at Del Mar School.
And I have a question. Did we decide that we were going to eliminate panels to add play equipment, or are we going to keep the panels and eliminate equipment? I would think I would like to see more equipment and fewer panels. It's up to you.
Yeah, we could go with the removing of the panels and adding more play structure.
How do we feel about giving two options? Again, equitable pricing with a little bit of tweaking. One has some of these extra panels. One has the web climber. And let the kids pick A or B. Or were you thinking to just pick one structure and let them pick colors? Or?
Well, mostly just like to pick which climbers they would want, that sort of thing. Because if we're going to add like two and there's four to pick from, then let them say, well, you can pick two, so majority would rule, just as example, that sort of thing.
So what's your motion?
I'm not sorry.
I mean, I have a problem. I mean, I agree that it's nice to have the children have input into this decision, but I think we should make the decision on the equipment, because we're the adults. I mean, we need to make this decision. I hate to lay the decision for a $65,000 choice on Del Mar school children. And we've done quite a bit of research on this.
It sounds like one of your, perhaps you're going towards maybe option, leaving it option A and option B, or choice A and choice B. Let me throw this out. And you would recommend the option three tower. And your choice A would be 17 panels and no web climber. And your option B would be 9 panels and a web climber. I'm just throwing those numbers out. So you're choosing one of these towers. Well, this one, or this is 3, and this is 2. And then you're tonight the commission is making a recommendation on one of those. So they have two choices. Two. They have one big choice, and then a few little fun choices.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the motion would be to go forward with option 3.
With those choices.
With those choices.
Do we have a second?
Yeah.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, that brings us to the Recreation and Parks Department status report.
I think the kids will be really, really excited, and maybe we can even get one here back to report to the commission about how it went. I think they'll really enjoy that. I know when my daughter was younger, she gave her input on parks, so it'll be fun. This is our status report to give you an idea of some of the things that are going on in the department. Just to remind you, the Teen Center is open. We've had a very successful year at the Teen Center. In fact, I've talked to Heather the other day, and she's looking to add a second story, which is kind of funny because we're not even done with the backyard yet. But and I laughed too, but she said, you know, I'm serious. We've got so many kids in that it is crowded. And that's the one of the best things that I've heard, so that's just great. And we will be coming back to you in December with a concept on the possibility of running the Teen Center. Currently, the city rents most of their city facilities out for use, and we've got a concept that we'd like to send over to the commission for. Still working on some fine-tuning of the printouts, but those should be back next month, and we'll bring or for December, and we'll bring those to you so you can keep up on that. We have updated the Tides web guide, and it features the months of October, November, December. Kids Club is going along very well. We don't have any updates there. We do still have a waiting list. However, interestingly enough, we did have a child that I think has moved, and so we had a spot available. And Heather went through, I don't know the final resolution of it, but she went through a number of names on the waiting list and found that the number of parents had alternatives. So there are alternatives there, and parents had taken advantage of those. And I think we had a number of people that just said, you know, thank you, I appreciate you calling, but I'm not interested because I've got something else that's working. So that's good in terms of making sure people have adequate child care. It makes us feel better about having a waiting list. We have just put in a public access computer in the lobby upstairs, and we're working on, I think we've got the signage up to let people know that they can check out our web guide from a computer upstairs. It's on our website, and we're hoping that people decide to use that. We'll help them if they're not familiar with how to do that. I'm happy to tell you that we have signed a letter of agreement with the Morbay Rotary Club. They've I guess a good word is adopted the rock sculpture to the entrance to Morro Bay. Basically, it's a 5-year agreement, and what they'll be doing is helping us out with any vandalism, any problems with the pump. You'll notice the water's on. I think they're still fine-tuning the water. I think they want it to go kind of over the top of the rock versus the side, but it's coming along, and we're very pleased that that's happened. It's certainly a relief from the city, and the Morro Bay Rotary Club, I'm sure, will do a good job, so that's great news. We're into our youth soccer program. We started the second week of kids to other programs because they offer all-stars. So one of the things that we've decided is that while the city is not going to support an all-star program and the Recreation and Parks Department is going to support it, we'll allow for a parent board to handle it, which is commonly done. The parents handle the fundraising. They handle everything with the program. So we're working towards that. I think that our first call for parents wasn't entirely successful, but we'll continue working with that. We do currently have an all-star program with our girls' softball, and that went fairly well. This was the first year that we did that with the all-star, and it went fairly well. Fine-tuning it, fundraising, and that sort of thing with the parents, but going well. And I think it's inevitable. We have to go there. We're going to lose kids to other programs. The Morro Bay Community Foundation, I'm happy to tell you that we distributed, in the months of July and August, we distributed $2,300 in scholarships to children in Morro Bay, Cayucas, and Los Osos. That's compared to the same period last year at $1,300, so we're way up in scholarships. That's good to know. We've got money to give out. We're trying to make sure that our scholarship information is everywhere. It's on our flyers. It's on our web. We'll be doing a separate web page for that, so that's good news. And then we've got the dates there for the spaghetti dinner, which I know you'll all be excited about, as well as our art show. We are having this weekend is the Harbor Festival, which hopefully everyone will attend. Next weekend is the Oktoberfest softball tournament. We have a co-ed and a men's division, and we're close to capacity on that tournament, and we'll be bringing you again the economic impact to the city after we finish up with that tournament. We met today with the City of San Luis, the County YMCA, and San Luis Coastal Unified School District a couple of weeks ago on September 22nd. The governor signed Senate Bill 638, which released $550 million for state after-school education program release, and I think that applications are due. They're due in November, but in order to get in front of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District Board, we need to get something to them by Monday, so we're looking at what we're going to do there, and we'll keep you posted on that. Youth basketball registration actually began October 3rd. We are accepting walk-in registration, and we're also accepting mail-in registration. We are not taking online registration for youth basketball because we have a lot of forms that we need filled out and we need brought in. But we have put all our forms on our website so parents can download the forms and then mail in or bring in their registration after hours. We have a number of part-time staff positions available, which are routine things like scorekeepers and basketball officials, including youth and adult basketball officials. So we're taking applications for those. On October 12th, we're joining the nationwide celebration of Lights On After School, which is basically celebrating after school child care. And the Kids Club program is going to do a bike parade to Spencer's Market and go to Farmer's Market at Spencer's Market on the 12th. So if you happen to be around that area that afternoon, it's probably going to be a great thing to watch to see all the kids on their bikes. Taking a look at our public restrooms and experimenting with alternative floor finishes. It might not sound too exciting, but if you've ever looked at the floor of public restrooms, they're generally stained and they're not very pretty. So we're looking at alternative finishes, and we've completed that process at Bayshore Bluffs Restroom. So the next time you're at Bayshore Bluffs Park, pop in the restroom and take a look at the floor. It looks great. We think the floor covering is going to be, certainly it's more attractive. We think it's going to be easier to clean. I know it might not be on the top of your exciting list to do, but it's pretty interesting. Peters was there, Commissioner Stan House, Grace Melton, Betty Forsyth, and the Helping Hands people, Keith Taylor. They really arranged the event. It wasn't a department event. It was a Helping Hands event, and it was just fantastic. The kids all participated. They seemed genuinely pleased with some of the prizes that they got, which were some of them that were books. And so that was great. It was a great event. It was good to have... to have a different group out there. So it was a great event. That's what we're doing. I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
I have one. On this Prop 49 money?
Yes.
Could any of that be used for the teen center?
Well, interestingly enough, I think we're going to be looking at a proposal for it. There's a lot of strings with it, but I think what we're going to try to look at is some sort of target it toward middle school students, because we see that as a group that's probably the most lacking in programming, and see if there's a way that we can get kids from Los Osos Middle School transported to the teen center after school for events at the teen center. So we're looking at that type of proposal. So it can't be used for improvements at the teen center, but it can be used for programming. And we're also looking at partnering with Friday Night Live and at middle school, I think it's called Club Live, for some other activities. And then there's, of course, because it's schools, there's an educational component. So we need to throw in something like tutoring or something. So the timeline is so quick, we're going to try to put together kind of a vague proposal and try to float it by.
Pretty tricky. Good. Hope it works. Okay. So, let's see, where are we here?
We D3. Should get to C1, probably.
Oh, I'm on C1. Oh, citizens' reports and correspondence. Oh, well, wishful thinking.
That's all right. We did have one citizen's report. We try to include these in. Usually there are complaints, so whenever we get a commendation, it's always kind of nice. And this one was about one of our parks workers that was out at Del Mar School, and they were, I'll use the word eradicating gophers on district property. And it sounded like similar to gunshots. So there was a school group in the park, and our parks worker went over and just let them know that everything was okay and that there were not gunshots. And we actually had a teacher from the school call the office and thank him for his notifying the kids to calm them down. And I guess it really, this was a couple of weeks ago, and in light of what's happened in the last week or so, it was great, and he was pleased. So it was nice, and it's nice to get a compliment, so I had to share it.
Okay, we'll move on to item D1.
You should accept C1 for file, if you would.
Motion to accept C1 for file.
Motion to accept C1 for file.
It's been moved and seconded.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Oh, well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Reports.
I'm going to treat these as a group, D1 and D2 and D3, after which, if you would accept for file. We don't have anything specific to tell you. Again, our participation in youth services stays fairly steady. We have a little bit of a declining participation in recreational sports, but again, 6,600 to 7,200, so nothing I'm too concerned about. We continue to have a little bit of trauma with our facilities report, and we're still looking into it. I'm not quite sure, but you can see that something has fallen through the cracks there. But I think I'm confident that the numbers are, something is off, only because our revenues are right on.
So something in the reporting that we'll hopefully find. Other than that, I don't have anything particular to tell you about the participation reports, but I'm happy to answer questions.
Any questions? Someone like to move to accept these for file?
Motion to accept D1, 2, and 3 for file.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Senior representative report? Leba's not here tonight, so we won't have a report. Commissioner reports? I've got one thing. The sixth graders out at Del Mar School are selling wrapping paper and Christmas gifts with a catalog, and it's to raise money for a field trip out to Rancho El Choro. So if everybody wants to go, it would be nice if people would buy things from them. The kids are really working hard. And I'd like to remind people again that they should come down to the Rexham Park Department and write a check to the Helping Hands Teen Center Fund to help the kids get the things they were asking for. With that, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.